Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
This is Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and various other outlets. This is just after 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, and this is Swing Time, presented as usual with Martel Coates coming along in an hour's time. And for the first hour, yours sincerely, John Yule. And I think this week we'll say hello to everyone who works in the evenings and does the night shift, because they are the lucky people who can sit with their feet up relaxing before they go to work and hopefully enjoying the music for the next 2 hours. Which kicked off with Miles Davis' ever-popular composition, So What?, from a lineup led by legendary pianist Harold Maben. The album is called To Love and Be Loved, an excellent album. This recorded at Sear Sound Studio C in New York on April the 17th, 2017. And with Harold, we heard Eric Alexander on tenor, Freddie Hendricks on trumpet, Nat Reeves on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and, of course, Harold Maben on the piano. One of the most popular albums in the US last year, although it was released in Europe nearly 2 years earlier, is Hot Dog, a group led by drummer Snorri Kirk. This was recorded in Copenhagen in November 2021. I've played nearly every track from this album on air, but this is one I haven't. And on this track we do hear Stephen Riley on tenor, Mangus Hyatt on piano, Mads Kjellby on guitar, Anders Fjeldsted on bass, and Snorri Kirk himself on drums. And this is one of his own compositions, as indeed every track on the album is one of Snorri Kirk's own compositions. Here on Swing Time, then, is Swing Point. Swing Point. That was a recording from Stunt Records of Copenhagen, which did well in the USA after initial release in Europe, and that is exactly the case with this new release from the same label, featuring Scott Hamilton, possibly the world's most popular tenor player, and he pays tribute on his new album Looking Back to colleagues who have had the most influence on him, and indeed a number of people who he's worked with, such as Rosemary Clooney, who is the example concerned on this first track I'm going to feature from this new album. He actually lists Red Prysock as well as being an influence in connection to this particular track. The song was never off the radio in the 1950s, but when you hear it now, it comes from Richard Adler and Jerry Ross's show The Pajama Game from 1954, and here's Scott Hamilton's take on Hey There.
The problem is that the trikes don't line up with what's...
Oh, right.
On this...
It sounds... What's actually showing on the display, Mike?
Right. According to the display, it's going to play Easy Roller. That's right, Easy Roller. And in fact, I'm having difficulty finding the track that you've suggested.
Okay.
However, later in the session for this CD, you have mentioned track 6, Noblesse.
Yeah.
I can find that.
Okay, well, let's see what we've got. We had two tracks lined up from this album. We seem to be having difficulty locating where we want to be. The other track is called Noblesse, which is actually a tribute to Ray Noble, and there's also a number associated with Jerry Mulligan. I'll just have a look for you. Just hang on, please. Mike, that is the wrong disc. I think he's working in... OK, we kept the music playing, and that was a bonus track for you from Snorri Kirk's album Top Dog. The tenor player, who I didn't mention because he wasn't in on the previous track, the tenor player we heard there was Michael Butcher, and the track was called Working the Night Shift, which is rather appropriate in view of my opening remarks about anybody listening before they go to work. Yeah. Right, as promised now, here's Scott Hamilton's new album, and this is Hey There. Thank you. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and we're currently having a look at the brand new album from saxophonist Scott Hamilton, which was recorded during January, last year, I think, January last year, at the Nilento Studios in Stockholm. And with Scott, we hear Jan Lendren on piano, Hans Bankeroff on bass, and Christian Leth on the drums. There are, as I've said, a number of dedicatees on this album. That is how I think Scott chose the material for the tracks. And including the people he pays tribute to are Ruby Braff, Jimmy Rolls, Buddy Tate, Ray Aldridge and Tommy Flanagan. And in the following example, as I mentioned just before, he pays tribute to Jerry Mulligan. And this is a number which pays tribute to Ray Noble, our own Ray Noble, in actual fact, that was composed by Jerry Mulligan. Here's from his new album, then, is a track called Noble Ease from Scott Hamilton.
Thank you.
Can't go wrong with Scott Hamilton's brand new album. It's called Looking Back and is on Stunt Records. Time now for the Swing Time Gig Guide. I'll quickly go through a few events which are all taking place in the next 3 days, in actual fact. This evening at Worksop Library, as I previewed last week, there's Ben Crossland's excellent band Three Way, comprising with Ben Crossland on bass, of course, Steve Waterman on trumpet, and Steve Lodder on keyboard. As I said last week, I saw this trio in Scarborough at the Scarborough Jazz Club about 18 months ago, and I can't recommend them highly enough. That's at the Worksop Library this evening. Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow evening features saxophonist Mike Chillingworth with his quartet, the other members of the band being Ivo Neame on piano, Tom Farmer on bass and John Scott on drums. And they'll be playing music from their new album, Friday the 13th. Tomorrow evening also, Hat Cabanas, The Big Easy, a six-piece band from Leeds, playing swing from various eras from the last century. Finally, Chesterfield Jazz Club, Thursday evening at the Old House, and they'll be presenting the flute player Gareth Loughran, who will presumably be playing with the Wendy Kirkland Trio. That's the Chesterfield Jazz Club on Thursday evening. On to someone I wish had recorded more over the years, and that's the singer Madeline Eastman. San Francisco, born and resident, and this is her album called Point of Departure, recorded at the Mobius Music Studio in San Francisco and released in 1990. With Madeline on vocals, we hear Tom Harrell on trumpet and flugel, Mike Wofford on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Vince Leotiano on the drums. This is the track I Only Have Eyes for You, recorded, or written rather, by Harry Warren and Al Dubin from the film Dames in 1934. You will, of course, have heard this song many, many times in the past, but I don't think you'll have quite heard it as it's sung now for us by Madeline Eastman.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't care if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't care if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue, or you are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people walk by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you. Are the stars, are the stars out tonight? I don't care if it's bright, I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't care if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You're here, so am I. Maybe people are by, but they all, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you. Skillions of people walk by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes, great big golden eyes. I only have eyes for you.
Madeline Eastman recorded back in 1990. Trombonist Michael Deese plays baritone on the next track, leaving Steve Davis to the trombone honours, and the rest of the band, Jocelyn Gould on guitar, Bill Cunliffe on piano, Rodney Whittaker on bass, and Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums. This is from Michael's album, which was very successful last year, rightly so, Grove's Groove, and it was recorded at the Troubadour Studios in Lansing, Michigan. This is also one of Michael Deese's own compositions, Father Figure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Metal East. Right, Australian arranger and pianist Simon Pilbrow. His sessions now with the Brent Fisher Orchestra. The members of the orchestra are featured in different combinations on this album, and this example features 9 players, although the sound produced certainly sounds bigger than that. Soloists include Bob Shepherd on soprano, Ron Stout on trumpet, Scott Whitfield on trombone, and Simon Pilbrow himself on the piano. I think the title of this track is self-explanatory. The album released in 2017 is called Colours of Sound, and this track is called Remembering Woody Shaw. Thank you. Great stuff from Simon Pilbrow and the Brent Fisher Orchestra. On to Jackie Kane and Roy Kroll to just about finish this first hour of the show off. They're on the show for the first time in quite a long time with one of the Concord albums they recorded in San Francisco at, in this case, the Coast Recorders studio in 1980. The album is called East of Suez, so we hear on vocals Jackie Kane, vocals and piano Roy Kroll, on drums Jeff Hamilton, percussion comes from Ralph Hardiman, and we also hear from Paul Johnson and Brian Turf on bass. Paul Johnson's on vibraphones, by the way. This is the Charlie Parker and Walter Bishop classic from Jackie and Roy, Anthropology. That takes us very nicely to the end of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live with me, John Yules. Please stand by for Martel Coates taking over for me right now after the station ID.